So can you celebrate Jesus? You're not celebrating the Lord the way you should celebrate the Lord. I'm not sure that you realize that things have shifted already by the deposits of God's power and all that the Lord has done so far. You are still trying to shout, but let me ask you, once again, give the Lord a big shout of praise. Glory to God. Would you take your seat in the presence of the Lord? I am very delighted to be here today, and I once again want to appreciate and say a very, very, very big thank you to the great man of God, DJ Pope. I mean, nobody mixes it like him. I mean, you know, when he does it all right. All right? All right? Thank you, sir. Thank you for the honor of being here tonight. And I want to sincerely say that, you know, I sat back and I was sharing with my staff, you know, this morning. And I said to them that while I was praying for the meeting, you know, for through the night, and then I went to have a shower, and I just kept crying in the bathroom. And I just kept crying, and I just said to God, I don't know, but I just feel like there's an atmosphere of glory already here, beyond the comprehension of the people that are here. And my prayer for everyone here is, all that God has released in this season, I decree and declare that no one will miss out on what God has done. I wish that that amen would be louder than it is right now. And once again, I also want to celebrate Pastor Tony as well. Thank you so much, great woman of God. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for your meek, kind spirit as well. And I also want to celebrate Pastor Bolaji. Thank you so much for those words. Please help me celebrate my brother, my blooder, if that makes sense to you, my very, very, very close brother. Help me celebrate Pastor Nathaniel. God bless you, Pastor Nathaniel. Thank you for all that you are and all that you represent. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, I am very excited tonight that the Lord has been speaking to us, and I want to celebrate all the great men and women of God who have spoken on this platform, and all that they've released unto God's people. And I just wonder, for those of us who are left to do this meeting now, I mean, what else do we have to say? We should just come here and shout in Jesus' name and let everyone say amen, and that will be it. But I believe that might just be one or two things that the Lord also would want us to know. Can someone turn that aloud? Hallelujah. And people of God, let us pray in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we ask in the next few minutes that you do what only you can do. Let there be none of any man but all of you. Our Father, we ask that you have your way. Let Jesus be seen. Let there be none of any man but all of you. Have your way, Father. And let a lover of the Lord thunder a louder amen. I wish that that amen will be louder than it is right now. And people of God, if you don't mind, would you quickly run with me to a scripture? We'll go to another one, and that will be fine. Let's open our scriptures to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. And the Bible says in Isaiah, chapter 40, I'm sure we already know it very well, because it's been a regular scripture that has come up in this meeting again and again. Just to bring clarity, let me begin to read from verse 28. Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them who have no mind, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. At this point, permit me to read with punctuation. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, semicolon. They shall run and not be weary, semicolon. And they shall walk and not faint, full stop. Now, people of God, everyone knows that the very basic explanation for semicolon in the use of English is that it is telling you that this clause is an independent clause of the other one. And people of God, setting the record straight just so that I will let you know what may have happened or what will likely happen after this meeting. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, they that cover on the Lord shall renew their strength and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Somebody help me, thunder, mount up with wings as eagles. And the Bible says they will run and not grow weary. And the scripture now finally says they will walk and not faint. Let me pretend that it was only the eagle that was being talked about here. You and I can agree. I mean, Google is a friend. If you sit back and ask Google, can eagles run? And Google will reply you as you try. An eagle can fly and you keep getting confused. How fast can an eagle run? So chances are that the explanation being given here is not a continuation of the life of an eagle. In other words, remember semicolon. These are independent clauses. In other words, they that wait upon the Lord, their results will be threefold. Some will soar. Some will run. And some may end up walking. And the tragedy of being in a meeting like this is when you don't have the depth of conversations that it requires, that it will never be said that I waited on the Lord, I attended Wolfbeck, and had a release of God's power the way it was, and God submerged each and every one of us in an ocean of His divine possibilities. And I live here walking. And I live here just running. When the original intention for God is for me to soar on the wings of faith. And people of God, I want you to realize that within the next few hours, within the next few days remaining, I want you to engage God in a depth that only you and God understand. I want you to engage your thoughts. I want you to engage your imaginations in a depth that could just be related to the one that Jacob had when he was wrestling with God, when he said, I will not leave you unless you bless me. And the result effect was the thing that was going to be said to him eventually. For as a prince, thou hast prevailed with God and man. And people of God, I pray today that you will not just be that one person that waited on the Lord with a renewed strength, but yet you came out walking. It will never be said that I'm Mokota. So the problem is not the strength you don't have. The problem is the posture you decided to adopt. Did you hear what I just said right now? The problem is not that you don't have what it takes. The problem is not that nothing was released. But the problem is that you may have gotten used to walking. That even after an encounter, you continue to walk. Please, if you don't mind, with a loud voice, can you shout, say, I break out. No, I need to hear your voice louder than that. Can you thunder, I break out. Somebody shout it like you really mean it. Thunder, I break out. Let me hear you scream it again like you believe it. Thunder, I break out. And so you must understand that we don't have apologies to anyone for what is about to happen. Now, you're not going to explain to anyone how God brought you from where you are to where He decided to take you. You are not going to listen. I don't know about you, but before the end of March, by what God has done in this house, by what God, at the sound of your amen, there will be a breaking out and a breaking forth. I said there will be a breaking out and a breaking forth. Receive it of the Lord. Receive it of the Lord. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen turn the louder. Would you take your seat in the presence of the Lord? And people of God, interestingly, again, we go back again to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. There was a young man who almost caught himself in that place where he almost was going to walk. His mentality was not even going to allow him run. But then again, I am intrigued to know that the scriptures looked at this young man and captured him very aptly as one of the heroes of faith. And I believe from his life tonight, great and mighty works will happen. Now, open your scriptures to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. We'll read the book of Hebrews chapter 11. And we'll read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32. And the Bible says, "And what more? And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets." So, people of God, tonight, my spotlight is going to be on this man called Gideon. Look at your neighbor for me and tell your neighbor, are you ready for Gideon? That was the wrong neighbor. Leave that neighbor. Get in the face of another neighbor and tell them, are you ready for Gideon? If you understand that, thunder a louder amen. Would you open your scriptures? Let's go to the book of Judges chapter 6. And we are going to read Judges chapter 6. And we'll read from verse 11. Judges chapter 6. And we'll read from verse 11. Glory to God. Judges chapter 6, and we'll start reading from verse 11. We'll read from verse 11 to 16, and we'll go to chapter 7. The Bible says, "And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianite. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianite. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianite. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianite as one man." So let us go to chapter 7. We go to chapter 7 and we'll start reading from verse 16. Chapter 7 from verse 16. The Bible says, "And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, Look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpet also on every side of the camp, and say, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." So Gideon and 100 men that were with him came onto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpet and break the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and break the pitchers and held the lamps in their hands. And the trumpets in their right hands to blow with her. And they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. And the host ran and cried and fled.
And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Bethshittah in Zererat, and to the border of Abel-Meholah, unto Tabath. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. People of God, before we return to chapter 7, it will entrust me to have us just quickly look at a few conversation, very simple conversation that Gideon had with the Lord. And this is at the point where he was threshing wheat by the wine press. Remember that Hebrews will recall that Gideon was a great hero. I mean, the Bible says time will fail me. That is, if Gideon's story as his exploits in being a hero of faith was to be documented, it was going to be a whole lot. Now, this is where it gets interesting for me. The Bible says while Gideon was threshing wheat by the wine press, all of a sudden, the Lord appeared unto Gideon and called Gideon, mighty man of Elo. The Lord is with you. All of a sudden, mark the word. The Lord did not say to Gideon, have you seen what is happening around you? The Lord did not say to Gideon, can you see your people are in captivity? The Lord just called him, mighty man of Elo. I would rather call what is going on as conversations of faith. And God says to Gideon, mighty man of Elo. And Gideon replies the Lord and says to the Lord, if you are really with us, where are all the miracles? Where are all the things that our fathers told us of? What is going on? Now, let me say this again. The Lord did not say to Gideon, do you see what is going on around you? But at the time the Lord met Gideon, he was threshing wheat by the wine press. And the Lord appeared to Gideon and told Gideon, I am with you. All of a sudden, what God had in mind for Gideon to do was the first thing that Gideon complained to the Lord about. So, the same kingdom matter God had in mind for Gideon was the same thing that Gideon's heart lived, however, in complaint, not in solution. But then again, Gideon's heart had been troubling him. However, his heart was carrying the kingdom. His hands were carrying wheat. Kingdom in his heart, but wheat in his hands. And the Lord said, I'm not going to do great works with men who have put kingdom in their hearts, but they have chosen wheat in their hands. So let me go and speak. Because every time, I didn't have to tell Gideon that there's a kingdom, but his heart keeps leaping about what I have put in his heart. And this is exactly what happens to you. Whenever a word comes, your heart readily goes to that thing God has said to you. However, what is in your hands does not look like what is in your heart. There's so much in your heart. There's so much he has said. There's so much you are carrying. But then again, when you look at what is in your hands, people of God, for many years, I kept praying about something I didn't know I was praying about. For many years, I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would cry and I will pray. I think I probably may have shared this here before. And I will pray and I will pray. And one of those nights, my wife called me. He said, I want to know the problem. What exactly are you praying about? What is the issue? Why? What is there any problem? Is there anything? And how do I explain what I'm going through when I don't even know? How do I tell that he's put kingdom in my heart? But then again, I was so restless because even though I had wheat in my hands, I knew there was more. I knew that I had to pray out what was in my heart. Call forth what he has deposited in me. Be able to travail enough. For as soon as Zion travailed, She brought forth her children. People of God, there are people here. The Lord is saying, listen, you have had multiple encounters in this service. God keeps speaking, and the true picture of who He has made you to be is becoming clearer by the minute. The more you hear, the more you say, this is me. The more you hear, you say, this is me. People may celebrate your ingenuity in order to dress with by the wine press. Your creativity, they will clap for you. Only someone who is creative can do this. Imagine you carried wheat, you went to the wine press, you were dressing it. This is clear ingenuity. But in your heart, you will know this is not my calling. In your heart, you will know this is not my level. In your heart, you know, I know what He said to me. In your heart, you know, I am restless about this. One of the things the Lord will do tonight is to connect what is in your heart, is to push forth what is in your hands, to replace that thing that is in your hands that does not look like the mandate of God over your life. Ask me, Pastor, define from frustration. And I'll tell you, frustration is when there is kingdom in your heart, but there is wheat in your hands. And the beginning of the matter tonight is, Lord, there are things you have laid in this heart. There are ideas and visions you have put here. Lord, there are things you spoke to me in the secret place. I want to tell you, He's not the man that He should lie. He's not the son of man that He should repent. Has He said it? Will He not make it good? People of God, a few days ago, a woman said, testified, and said something on NSPBD that really touched me. He said, when I got married, the Spirit of God told me I was going to have twins. And people of God, the Spirit of God said to her, she was going to have twins. People of God, 1 year came, no twins. 2 years came, no twins. 3 years came, no twins. 4 years came, no twins. 5 years came, no twins. And people of God, she went back into the place of prayer and began to pray and join faith with her husband, and they began to pray. People of God, you know what the devil wants to tell you is that wheat is okay, manage it. What the devil wants to let you know is that there are also others with wheat in their hands. Ayakoto, that is why I love the team. It is called souring. When you sow, the mountains will still be there looking at you. That is the beauty of it. Even though you did not leave, but you did not stop me. Even though the mountains, we are still standing there, but it did not stop what God was doing in your life. If you understand it, turn down louder, amen. And this woman said, she began to pray. And when she prayed, all of a sudden, they did IVFs, all of those things failed. And she said, one day I discovered that I had missed my period. And people of God, they went to the hospital to do scan. And when they did the scan, and then the doctor, the consultant looked at them and said, congratulations, you're expecting a baby. And then she said, God, I asked you for two, but you gave me one. Thank you. The husband looked at the doctor and said to the doctor, we prayed for two. Some of you may have heard that testimony. He said, the doctor, as in, how do you look at the doctor and you tell the doctor, we prayed for two? Listen, you did not wait to come here to be denied. I literally feel like destiny is drawing us. I literally feel like God is saying, there's a reason why I call this soaring on the wings of faith. You have gone around this mountain for too long. You have accepted the status quo for too long. If you understand it with a loud voice, thunder, I move out of here. I wish your voice would be louder, thunder. I move out of here. Can you scream it like you believe it? I move out of here. Can you shout it louder? I move out of here. If you believe it, thunder it louder. Amen. Let your amen rise higher. And the doctor looked. The man told the doctor, check again. And they take the probe. And the doctor was shaking. I said, okay, there's another one. There's another one by the side of the uterus.
And in 1 second, I stood in awe on the faith of a generation who have come to know their God. I stood in awe of a generation who says, no matter, listen, in the matter of faith, don't make excuses for God. Did you hear what I just said right now? In the matters of faith, don't say, well, maybe. Except his words are not yea and amen. You see that word he said to you? It will not come back void without fulfilling that which God has ordained it for. If you understand it, turn that louder, amen. And people of God, this was where God was speaking to Gideon and said, you know what? Let's have a conversation about, and Gideon asked God another important question. As I still continue to lay the foundation, Gideon said, where be all the miracles? He said, God, excuse me, sir, where are all the miracles? Notice that God did not answer him that question on where be all the miracles. The same thing God said initially was what he said. Mighty man of valor. The Lord is with you. That was what God said. And after he finished asking the question, the Lord said, go in this thy might. And the Lord said, I will be with you. The Lord repeated what he said in another way, by still reminding Gideon. Gideon was saying, where be all the miracles? And the Lord was saying to him, you are getting the equation wrong. You are talking about miracles. I want to establish two things, my presence and your identity. And Gideon was saying, Lord, I am interested in the final outcome, and that is the miracle. And God said, every man of faith, every man who must execute faith, must first of all understand my presence and who I have made them to be. So, sir, Katolabaya, who you are is derived from the presence of God and his power and his grace upon your life. And so, sir, if you will understand that supernatural happenings are not coincidences. People of God, it is a fusion of who God is and who he has made you to be. How many look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I know who I am. You said that like you really didn't know who you were. Please tell me, can you turn that to your neighbor, say, I know who I am. Tell your neighbor, I know what he said about me. Tell your neighbor, I know what God has done in my life. Say, I know what God is here to do in my life. If you understand it, turn that louder, amen. Can you scream a better amen? Can you shout a better amen? Can you turn down a better amen? Can you shout a better amen? And that was what Gideon said. And Gideon said, listen, where are all the miracles? The Lord said, I am with you. Where are all the miracles? And the Lord said to Gideon, you are asking the wrong question. Go in this thy might. Where be all the miracles? I am the Lord your God. Where be all the miracles? Do you know who you are? For ye are God. Where be all the miracles? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Where be all the miracles? Listen, let me tell you, Gideon, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Where be all the miracles? Gideon, listen, if thou shalt believe in thy heart and confess with thy mouth, where be all the miracles? I and the children the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and wonders. Where be all the miracles? Akotola, let me tell you what the devil is afraid of. The day you start affirming who you are, whether you have seen the result or not, never forget to remind situations who you are. Am I communicating? My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Cancer doesn't live here. It doesn't even matter what the devil is saying. Do you understand what I just said? I and the children the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and wonders. They are not coconut head. And you will keep declaring, I know what God has said to me. People of God, I remember something. And that is something my former pastor's wife, the woman who raised me, the woman through whom I saw the prophetic, I saw the miraculous. She told us a story one time, and she said that there was this woman that met her, and the woman didn't have a child. And then she said to the woman, I want you to, from today, start counting down about your baby. Start counting down on your baby. Buy maternity gown. By this, I remember that story. I probably was 8 or 9 when she told that story. Buy maternity gown. Buy this one. When you come out in the morning, get a bucket, spit inside it. Say, I am pregnant. That this spit is coming, oh. This spit is coming. Wipe your eye. When others are waking up early, don't wake up. Just say that the way the baby is doing you today, I remember, and she was telling that it just didn't make sense at the time. I considered it hilarious. One day, there's a woman who had traveled from the U.S. and had come. She hasn't had a child for 32 years. And she came to, and it was so heartbreaking. People of God, compassion is the bedrock of the miraculous. But let me leave that one by the side. And then by the time we're done talking, and then she asked me, I quickly gave her, they have all the good things of life, but there's no baby. And then she said to me, Pastor, I don't know what else to do. I remembered what Pastor Evelyn used to tell us. I remember that story. I said, Ma, I've seen God give women babies, but there's something I want us to try. Anyway, let me finish that Pastor Evelyn's testimony, the story she gave us. So, on the 6th month, this woman goes to the hospital and discovered that from the time she started that act of faith, 6 months before that time, it was exactly when she conceived, even when she was regularly seeing her menses. I told the woman, let us try this thing. Every work of faith can be recreated. If it has happened before, it can happen again. Somebody, I just spoke your word right now. I wish your amen would thunder louder. And I told her, let's start. I said, buy maternity gown. Do this one. Do that one. Anything. You'll just be saying that you are pregnant. Just be saying. And I told her, I said, the only thing I want you to do is that. And from now to the next 7 days, just do with your husband. Just do. And as you are doing, be speak. People of God, people are doing crazy things. People are doing crazy things. One young man just said a few days ago on NSP, he said, I just was listening to prayer one day. I had the unction in my spirit. I just knew they were still looking. They are looking for a child. Had the unction in my spirit. I told my wife, come. Now that the prayer is on. He said, come. And the wife said, I am not in the mood. He said, whether you are in the mood or you're not in the mood, come now, let us. And people of God, that was the day it entered. And I told her, go ahead. I just want you to just listen. If faith makes sense, it's not faith. I don't know whether you're getting what I mean. The Bible says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Anyway, let me go. My God, you see, people of God, if there is anything, I could stay on this, because everything you see around me, everything you see working in my ministry is nothing but faith. Do you know, I've literally had my own faith grow when I see the way those who follow me exercise faith. That things they do, I cannot do. But when I see the way they believe God, I say, my God, you are too faithful to fail. Few days ago, some of you saw how a young man who metal plate was put in his body to strengthen his spine. Now, people of God, God did not just heal him, metal plate disappeared. They went and started looking for the metal plate that the doctor knew I put in your body. God did not just heal him, but he took away the metal plate. That is the God that we are serving. Don't tell me you will live the way you came here. It is a lie. It is a lie. It is a lie. It is a lie. Shakopotola. If you understand it, let me hear you shout fire. Makoto la barida basha, rekoto balese yara, randa balaba kotola, rekusha diba, ande biadasa. And I said to this woman, we're going to do this. Let's try it. And we did it. I said, after every month, please, let's find a way to just speak in tongues for 10 minutes. After every month, we finish this month, and order, and I'll say, you are 1 month pregnant. And then we talk, you are 2 months pregnant. And then again, you are 3 months pregnant. On the 4th month, we're not able to pray because of my time and all that. But by the 5th month again, I was able to say, you are 5 months pregnant. On the 6th month, because I told her, once we do this thing, I reach 6 months, you are going to check yourself. You will discover you will be 6 months pregnant. When we reach 6 months, this woman began to call me. When I look at her call, I said, you shouldn't have given ultimatum. You should have continued to do this thing and do this thing and do this thing. Remember, they that wait upon the Lord, they have a choice. Some may sow, some may run, and others may walk. It is your preconceived posture about the way you think God should operate. Let me tell you, the greatest problem of our faith are the scriptures we have learned. Because they come all the time whenever you want to express it. He said, no, apply wisdom. No, do you understand? Once God did not tell you it is not his time, don't quote time for God. Did you understand what I just said right now? Once God did not tell you, I'm taking you two things. Don't come and say, I know, you know this situation. God is, the Bible says, when you become restless. When you become, because in the next few minutes, we are going to be making restless prayers. Did you hear what I just said here right now? We are going to be making restless prayers. And 6 months came, we prayed that prayer. I was very conscious and cautious enough not to tell her to go and test. And then she said to me, we finished the prayer. And I was trying to finish the prayer very fast. And when I was trying to finish, she said, excuse me, Pastor. I said, eh. And then she said to me, can I go and test now? I didn't know what to say. But something gave me courage. I said, this woman lives in California. She does not live in Nigeria. And secondly, if your own did not work, go and look at other people's own that have been working. You will not judge me by this one that did not work. Chai. You see, in the execution of your faith, there's something called mercy. Let me not go there. But people of God, she went. She went. She kept calling me. I did not pick the call. She kept calling me and I did not pick the call. And then when I saw the multiple times she called, I said, let me pick this call. Or die, now die. Nothing is wrong. And I picked up the call. She shouted, Pastor! You are rejoicing ahead of me. I did not rejoice very fast because I wanted to know, what is this woman talking about? Sir, ma, she said, Pastor, I am 6 months gone. Hey, you need to see me at that time. I started saying, I told you, believe in the Lord, believe his prophets. Let me announce to somebody under the sound of my voice, no matter how long, no matter the report, under this atmosphere, whatever has proven as a stubborn challenge, let it be broken right now. Let it be broken right now. Let it be broken right now. 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 Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen rise higher. You know, there's something I said. I'm sure wherever my people are now, they'll be watching me. They will understand what I said. I said, when the time comes, I'm going to ask Pastor Nathaniel to do something. This is one of the reasons why I know that what I am doing tonight is God ordained. I did not tell him, but he's already here. Because one of the things we're going to do tonight, Lekurabashaya, Randabi Sokota, Lekadabi, let me not be ahead of myself, because something is about to change here. I know what happened to me in the bathroom. I know what happened to me. This, I was crying. I was weeping. I was crying. At some point, I knelt down in the bathroom, and God said to me, "The waters have arisen." In the name of Jesus. And people of God, let me run. And people of God, after these faith conversations that Gideon had, I'm not done with them, but let me run. And Gideon said, when it was time for us to execute the outcome of this great conversation I have had, Gideon began to distribute his people and put them here 100 and put them here 100 and put them here 100. We are going to do something. All of us will not be together. Record as we leave Wolfbeck, we are getting back to our office. Some people, it will be the place where you are going to execute what the Lord has said. Some people will find their calling. The evangelists will arise. The prophets will arise. The teachers will arise. Everybody in your own field. Everybody in your own calling. Everybody with your own grace. Everybody with your own anointing. And Gideon said, my people, we are going to carry pitchers. And we're going to put lights. And we're going to move to them. However, we're going to have trumpets in our hands. And Nekoro Shabadiha. And Lekorazia. If you know the sound. If you know the sound. It is beyond Akodaba, the physical thing you're seeing tonight. But we are raising our voices. Karabaliha. To announce a new season. Karato Balasha. Except these things are lies. Except that these graces are not real. Let me tell someone, you will remember Wolfbeck 2025 as the Wolfbeck of your forceful shift. Let me tell you, the process may not look like it. Right now, the process may not look like it. But at the sound of your amen, your evidence will not be denied. Your evidence will not be denied. Would you raise your right hand wherever you are? We are bound to call for the new season. But you're going to make it a prayer right now. Lift up your right hand and turn down, my Father, my Father. Can you scream it louder? My Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I call forth a new season. 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 Now, 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 now. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Make it a prayer. Lekoroshada, likatabada, eshekotoda, likarabababa, eshabada, rekotola bashi, itakada, rekotobalosha, isabetea, lekorobodo, esendebe, ishabababa, atakola, rekotoshi, rabiadaba, ekorasabada, lakotobalasha, elekadebe, rekotobashi, lekadebe, eshakada, alababa, Rakotoba, Ashako, Araba, Rakoto, Rabiada, Ashakada, Asabe, in the name of Jesus. Rekotulaba, with your two hands lifted to God. Ranabalabaya, as a beautiful rushes, oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Akorabala, for the Bible says in that day, the Lord will hear the heavens, and the heavens will hear the earth, and the earth will hear the corn, the wine. Ashakotulabala, and the corn will hear Jezreel. That season is right now. That season is right now. Let me tell you. The sound of the trumpet usually signifies whether there is battle, whether there is a feast, whether there is a celebration, whether there's about to be something different. I don't know what you are expecting, but I am going to ask Pastor Nat to blow the trumpets 7 times. Once he blows one, we will scream hallelujah. He will blow the second one, we will thunder hallelujah, and we're going to do it 7 times. I didn't tell him. I had in mind of telling him, and this is a holy coincidence, and that God is your God. I don't know who. If you are ready, if you are ready, Shakada, Pastor Nat. I wish we had more time, but then again, I want to say this to you. Gideon said to the rest of his army, put your lights in the pitcher, but when the time comes, break the pitcher. When the season comes and the threshold of the new, break the pitcher. And the Lord said, I should tell you, you are there now. You need to break the picture. Who you were and you came to walk back is not the person that is living. There's light on the inside. You need to break the picture. What they said is not your report. Break the picture. What you think about yourself is not what God is saying. Break the picture. Rakotobasha. Ekorosiana. Laketosia. Rabadabashia. Rakotola. Rabiana. Eshakoto. Rabia. Lakotia. Esabia. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand if you can hear me. And with a loud voice, can you shall say, I break the picture. People of God, it might be a besetting sin. It might be a mentality. Karando kushabedea. Renda biada. It might be the place you are comfortable in. Ayana kotonasha. There are gifts of the Holy Ghost already on your inside, but the pizza is covering them. Ayakodaseya. There is a man that you are. Erekoto balashia. Is there no prophet here? Is there no new teacher here? Is there no apostle here? Lift up your right hand and thunder. I break the picture. Can you thunder it again? I break the picture. Whatever the devil has drawn a line and you don't see an expression in your spirit man, lift up your right hand and shout, I break the picture. Is it diseases? Is it affliction that wants to contain who God has made you to be? Raise your voice and tonight break the picture. I want you to know that if you let the picture be in there and you are a man of destiny and a woman of destiny, sometimes God will break the picture for you because his investment in your life will not be a waste. I beg of you, and Andepostuta, no matter what happens, don't let the pizza be there. You've grown past the pizza. What you carry cannot stay with you in the picture. You ask God to make you grow. You are growing, but you are still in the picture. You ask God, increase my stature. He's increasing it, but you are still in the picture. Raise your voice and tonight break the picture. I 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 break the picture. With your two hands lifted, tumors, cancers, fibroids, muscular dysfunction. Spiritual laziness, lack of discernment, spiritual blindness, battles you don't know where they are coming from, manipulations from the kingdom of darkness, all pictures, at the sound of your amen, I announce, let it be broken. 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 Can you release several loud amen?